is expected to get underway soon in response to the Hamas attacks a week ago. As well as the 1,300 killings, many others were kidnapped and taken to Gaza. The militants have claimed 9 of them were killed in missile strikes by Israel's air force in the last 24 hours. A border crossing into Egypt from Gaza is being opened, but only for American citizens at the moment. Professor Mukaima Abu Sada is one of those who left and describes the situation.
People can find food, but in terms of other necessities, it's not there. Not even in the south of Gaza. No electricity, and people are going to primitive ways of bringing water.
Meanwhile, Jeremy Corbyn has spoken at a pro-Palestinian rally in London. The former Labour leader says he's not condoning terrible things by being at a pro-Palestine demonstration.
None of us are here to condone killing. None of us are here to condone occupation. None of us are here to allow this assault on the people of Gaza and the people of the West Bank to go on.
In other news, Australia's voted against proposals to include Indigenous people in its constitution. A referendum was held with the aim of giving the ethnic minority group a greater voice. The production company behind Top Gear says it's reached a settlement with Freddie Flintoff, reportedly worth £9 million, after a crash left him injured. The former England cricket captain was hurt while filming for the motoring show last December. In sport, Wales have a 10-6 lead over Argentina going into the second half of the opening quarter-final at the Rugby Union World Cup. Top-ranked Ireland face New Zealand this evening. Wigan kick off against Catalan Dragons in the Rugby League Super League Grand Final in an hour at Old Trafford. In football, Northern Ireland beat San Marino 3-0 in Euro 2024 qualifying in Belfast. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a mostly dry and sunny day across our area. Might be the odd isolated showers we head into Saturday evening, but they will soon clear away to leave a largely dry night with clear skies. Breezy along the coast, but winds falling lighter inland. It's going to be chilly overnight. Patchy rural frost developing. Minimum overnight temperature is 2 degrees Celsius. Sunday might see some patchy cloud at times, but generally it will be a dry and sunny day. Feeling a bit colder, temperatures below average, leading into another cold night. Maximum temperature tomorrow is 9 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
And in a moment, I'm going to get straight back to the full times of the football because lots more of those have come in since I stopped for the news. Just going to bring you the result of the last race of the afternoon at York. First was number 7, Star Ahoy, 2-1 favourite. Second was number 1, Toshizu, priced at 5-1. And third was number 15, Bosque Girl, priced at 9-2, 13 ran. So, full times in the football. In League 2, it finished AFC Wimbledon 0, Bradford City 1, and Swindon 2, Newport 0. FA Cup has been a late equaliser for Oxford City in their tie at Scarborough Athletic. Not sure if that's finished yet or not. Also in the FA Cup, Hereford are going through, beat Rochdale 1-0. Finished Braintree Town 0, Chesham United 0 at Cressing Road. So the Iron will be travelling to Buckinghamshire for a midweek replay. Great win for Haybury Swifts in the Isbian North this afternoon. 6-1 against Bury Town at Scraley Road. League 1, it finished Lincoln 0, Burton 1. MK Dodd 2, Barrow 2, that's a full time in League 2. A couple of injury time goals from Barrow. Great comeback from Wrexham against Salford, also in League 2. They came back from behind to win at 3-2. In the FA Cup, it's finished Altrincham 0, Oldham 1, and Stourbridge 0, Gateshead 3. It finished 1-1 for Hashtag United in the Isthmian Premier League match away to Whitehawk. FA Cup, it's finished Ebbsfleet 2, Slough 2. There's been a late goal in the FA Cup for Boreham Wood against Wenning United. Tyrone Marsh, 4 minutes from time for Boreham Wood. Great win for Leighton Orient in that long trip they made to Carlisle this afternoon. Rule Sotirio's first half goal has given them a 1-0 victory. I'll just take a look at the League One table where there are only four matches this afternoon. That win has taken the O's up to 10th place in the table. It's put them in a pretty good position. Portsmouth and Oxford United are still the top two. Neither of those played today, nor did Barnsley and Peterborough in third and fourth. Stevenage well beaten today at Blackpool, but they are still fifth. Bolton in sixth. At the other end, Fleetwood, Reading, Wigan and Cheltenham make up the relegation places. Carlisle dropped to 20th after that defeat at the hands of Orient. Getting back to the full times, it's finished Grimsby 0, Accrington 2 and Harrogate 1, Stockport 3 in League 2. There's been a late second for Bowes and Pitsy at Goulston in the Isthmian North. Looks like it's been a lot of time added on in that match. They won a penalty in the 98th minute. Ben Williamson, the scorer of Bowes' second. Meanwhile, in the FA Cup, it finished Scarborough Athletic 2, Oxford City 2. Late equalised for Oxford City, so they've earned themselves a replay there. Also going through the FA Cup, Maidstone United, they've won 2-0 at Torquay in an all-National League South tie this afternoon. It's now Western Supermen 0, Maidenhead 3, also in the FA Cup. Full-time at Melbourne Park, it's finished Chelmsford City 2, Whitby Town 2. So Chelmsford have a long journey to make during the week for a replay. League 2, it's finished Doncaster 4, Sutton 1. Sutton pulled one back very late on, but Doncaster taking all 3 points there. Dreadful defeat for Colchester United in League 2. 5-0 defeat for them at Forest Green Rovers, who were bottom of the table at the start of play. And that late equaliser from John Benton earned nine-man Avely a replay against Barnet. It finished 2-2 at Parkside. We're going to be hearing from Andy about that in a while. Maidenhead United are in the FA Cup first round proper. They won 3-0 at National League South Western Supermare this afternoon. Goulston 0, Bowes and Pitsy 2 confirmed as a full-time score in the Isthmian North. Just going to take a quick look at the table. That win has taken Bowes up to second place behind the leaders Lowestoft Town, only on goal difference. Felixstowe and Walton United are third. Walthamstow, who drew today, are in fourth. And Hayward Swifts after that 6-1 victory at the hands of Bury Town. Bury Town's expense, I should say, has taken them up to fifth and into the playoff spot. Then it's Brightling in 6th, Redbridge 7th, Brentwood Town up to 8th place after that 3-1 win at bottom club Stonemarket this afternoon. Basildon, Basildon United, that is, they're up to 9th after a 1-0 win against Wroxham. Maldon Tiptree 14th, Witham Town 15th, Grays still in the relegation zone after being beaten 4-2 at home by a new Salamis this afternoon. In the FA Cup, meanwhile, it's finished Kidderminster Harriers 2, Ashton United 0. Isthmian Premier League, I've got the table for you. Hornchurch, who didn't play today, they are still top. Incidentally, Hornchurch have a fourth qualifying round tie tomorrow away to Cray Wanderers. The reason for that being played on the Sunday is because Cray, they... they ground share with Bromley of the National League, and so that is taking place tomorrow. It's not an FA Cup tie, it's an Isthmian Premier League game. Sorry about that. But just getting back to the table, if I can find where I was, just bear with me one moment. Let's get back to the video printer. There we go. Yeah, Hornchurch remain top. Billericay Town in fifth. They were in FA Cup action today. Of course, we're going to be hearing about that from Jack for a while after a 1-1 draw with Sheppey United. Chatham Town, Carshalton and Whitehawk above them in the playoffs. Well, so hashtag the 1-1 draw Whitehawk this afternoon. Hashtag are in 10th place. Canvey in 7th. And looking further down the table, Concord remain in deep trouble in 21st place, having lost away to Bognor Regis Town this afternoon. So that's the Isbian Premier League. And a full-time score, a couple more full-time scores now. True 2, Tranmere 0 in League 2. Tranmere had Tom Davies dismissed late on. FA Cup, Bournemouth 3-0, beat Wigan United 1-0. Just to take a quick look at League 2. That win, thumping win for Forest Green against Colchester, has taken them off of the bottom, although they're still in the drop zone. Sutton United, bottom of the table after a 4-1 defeat at Doncaster. And the Ewes are now down to 22nd place, only out of the drop zone on goal difference. So very concerning times at the Community Stadium. Back shortly after we've heard the Kingston Come Dancing.
Of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday, come dancing. All our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. All for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, part of my childhood died, just died. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She may say get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. I'm dancing. Come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing. It's only natural. Like the party on a Saturday. I know your friends will come dancing.
There we go, the Kingston Come Dancing from 1983. Got the first of our full-time reports from our two featured FA Cup. Fourth qualifying round ties, Billericay Town versus Sheppey United. For a full-time summary of that, here's our man at New Lodge, Pat Moore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. The tie goes to a replay as Billericay Town and Sheppey United share the spoils in a 1-1 draw. The Blues started the second half as they ended the first half. They came close 1 minute into the second half as Moses Emmanuel's deflected shot fell into the path of Frankie Merrifield, but he wasn't able to bundle home. Billericay continued to probe and saw another chance come and go on the 66-minute mark. As the game went on, the Blues continued to carve out the chances, but couldn't add that finishing touch. The final chance of the game saw Bradley Stevenson's free kick rattle the crossbar. Sheppey were excellent, but Billericay hold on for the draw. Finishes here, Billericay Town 1, Sheppey United 1.
Thanks, Jack. I'm just going to quickly bring you the results from the Essex Senior League this afternoon. There was one game last night, actually. It finished Woodford Town 0, Tilbury 4. Today, it finished Athletic Newham 5, Ilford 1, Barking 3, Tegley 2, Housedy Town 0, Saffron Walden Town 1, Holbridge Sports 3, Frenford 1, Little Oakley 1, White Eds Iron 1, Sporting Beggar United 1, FC Clatter 0, and Stanway Rovers 3, Romford 1. So, taking a quick look at the league table. Woodford stay top, 3 points clear, despite being well beaten by Tilbury last night. They won 31 points. That was Woodford's first defeat of the season. West Essex are in second place on 28. They've got a game in hand over Woodford as well. Sporting Bengal United fourth on 28, but West Essex have a better goal difference. Sporting Bengal have played one more than West Essex, by the way. Romford, they are in fifth, play 14, got 25 points, and Tilbury have played 13, are in fifth place on 24 points. By the way, there is one match in the FA Women's Super League this afternoon. Tough toss for West Ham United women, who are away to Chelsea women, managed of course by Emma Hayes. That match kicks off at 5:30, and we'll keep an eye on that during the final half hour of the show.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Tune in to the Sunday Sessions on Phoenix FM every Sunday morning, 10 till 12, with me, Kevlar. I'll be bringing you tracks from local artists. Most of those tracks are recorded down at our open mic, which takes place every Monday at 8 p.m. at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, right next door to Brentwood Station. Come along and just watch, or if you're a singer or songwriter, come along and sing us a song.
Sing, sing, sing.
In the Rugby World Cup, just to bring you the latest score from Marseille, Wales were winning 10-6 against Argentina at half-time. But in the second period of that World Cup quarter-final, where it's now Wales 10, Argentina 12. Buffelli has now scored four penalties for Argentina. In football, by the way, disappointment for Waltham Abbey this afternoon, who had lifted themselves into the playoff spots. They faced Aylesbury United at Capershot, but their visitors won by 3-2, and Abbey have dropped into 8th place in the league as a result. Right, now we can hear our other full-time report from the FA Cup, fourth qualifying round, that astonishing sounding tie between Avely and Barnet at Parkside, and Andy Gardner is going to tell us all about it right now.
A dramatic ending here at Parkside, the glory of the FA Cup, the magic of the FA Cup, and Avely will be in the hat for tomorrow's first round draw as they snatch a dramatic 90th minute equaliser here against National League High Flyers Barnet. And for long spells it looked like Barnet were going to coast to victory here. They were 2-0 up just before half time with a double from Harry Pritchard, the first after just 3 minutes, which really killed the atmosphere as Avely were really up for a cup shock. He slotted in an assist from Kabamba. Then Charlie Hughes missed a great chance for the home side to equalise straight away following an awful kick out from the Barnet keeper Laurie Walker on his birthday. Went straight to Hughes, but he fired just wide. And then Pritchard got his second of the game after 18, and when a corner found him, his first shot was blocked, second went over the line, and Barnet were in control at that stage. And then the big turning point just before half time with a spectacular overhead kick from Matt Rush. Watch out for that one on the TV highlights. Now, the second half, Barnet started it like they started the first. They killed the atmosphere, and really they should have put the tie to bed. Finn Potter cracked a shot off the crossbar, and then Zach Brunt was put through one-on-one, but a good save by the Avely keeper North. Then, incredibly, we had two Avely red cards. The first one was for Charlie Hughes. He picked up an early one in the first half. This one was for after an aerial challenge, left an elbow in. That was his second yellow, so he was off. And in that fracas, Garrett Kelly picked up a needless yellow, and that came back to cost him, because a few minutes after that, he picked up a second yellow, and he was off. So Avely faced the last 10 minutes with 9 men. But actually, they play better with 9 men. And in a dramatic finale on the 90th minute, John Benton picked up the ball on halfway. A really brilliant slalom run and a great shot into the far corner. Look out for that one as well on the TV highlights. The place went mad here, Parkside. They survived 8 minutes of injury time with 9 men. And they've picked up a famous draw here in the FA Cup. Here's the magic of the Cup here at Parkside. It has finished. The replay, by the way, will be on the 24th of October at the Hive. And it has finished. Avely 2, Barnet 2.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. So, Avely, whilst they have a replay ahead of themselves, they go to the hat for the first round proper draw, which takes place tomorrow. Avely, incidentally, haven't played in the first round proper for 53 years. The last time was in 1970. Club have made tremendous strides, of course, in recent seasons. Back-to-back promotions from the Isthmian North, and they currently sit in the playoff spots in the National League South. So best of luck to the Millers in that replay, which, as Andy said, will be on Tuesday the 24th of October. I've got to do the travel very soon. Then we'll have the post-match warm down, a tribute to Rudolf Isley. I've already played a couple of Isley's tracks today, but three more of the Isley brothers' very best in the post-match warm down, which will, as well as paying tribute to one of the founder members of the band, Rudolf Isley, will allow me to get my breath back after the afternoon's excitement. First off, though, I'm going to get up to speed on the racing results. I've got a few more of those. Last race of the afternoon, meeting at York, the 4:45, was won by 7. Star of Ahoy, 2-1 favourite. Second was number 1, Toshizu, priced at 5-1. And third was number 15, Bosk Girl, priced at 9-2. There were 13 runners in that race. The 450 at Chepstow, still one more to come there. First was number 3, Shared, priced at 5-1. Second was number 6, Gillet Joan, I think that's pronounced, the 7-4 favourite. And third was number 8, Despero, priced at 4-1. There were 5 runners in that race. The 455 at Chelmsford. First was number 9, Zachary, priced at 9-2. Second was number 6, Lady Bouquet, priced at 11-4. And third was number 5, States, priced at 11-2. Seven ran the favourite, number 7, and Room, priced at 9-4. Only managed to finish fifth, though. And the last race of the afternoon at Newmarket, the 5 o'clock. First was number 6, Funny Story, priced at 9-1. Second was number 10, Sophia's Starlight, priced at 11-2. And third was number 9, Silent Words, priced at 28-1. There were 12 runners in that race. The favourite was number 2, Fast Response, priced at 11-4. But obviously didn't provide a fast enough response, because that horse only finished in 7th. Place. The time is 26 minutes past 5.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Last travel update for this Saturday here on Phoenix FM, and there's still a few issues to tell you about on the roads. Was busy in Billericay earlier this afternoon on the High Street, but that's looking okay now. Well, was busy on the M25 clockwise carriageway between Junction 30 for the A13 and the QE2 bridge, but the traffic there is moving okay now. There were a few issues in Harlow this afternoon on the 414 Fifth Avenue and Edinburgh Way, but things looking okay in that area now. There are still issues in Chelmsford, though, around the Army and Navy roundabout, because the traffic lights, they have no communications at the moment, so they can't be switched off, and that's causing tailbacks. It's busy enough there at the best of times, but there is currently slow-moving traffic on the following approaches to the roundabout: Baddow Road, Chelmer Road and Van Diemen's Road. Also, Baddow Bypass is busy as well, and there is some slow-moving traffic also in Chelmsford, currently on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. Down in the South End area, the seafront is still busy between Marine Parade and Western Esplanade. Also in the South End area, in Westcliff, going in towards South End, Prince Avenue eastbound is busy between the Studaway and Cuckoo Corner. And also Eastern Avenue is busy westbound between Fossett's Way and Cuckoo Corner. Public transport, no reported issues on the Greater Anglia and C2C lines. The Elizabeth Line and London Overground looking fine as well. But the Docklands Light Railway, just to remind you, has no service this weekend between West Ham, Canning Town and Wardish Arsenal. Replacement buses are in operation. And if you're using London Underground this evening, just be aware there are minor delays on the Central Line due to train cancellation. No service all weekend on the Circle Line between Aldgate and Edgware Road via Victoria. And on the Hammersmith and City Line, there is no service all weekend between Whitechapel and Barking. So, time for the post-match warm-down as we approach 5:30. Three more of the very best from the legendary Isley Brothers.
flowers in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home to
And that was this week's post-match warm down, a tribute to Rudolf Isley, one of the founding members of the Isley Brothers, who we lost this week at the age of 84. They were apparently made a lot of changes to their style over the years. They started off on Tamla Motown back in the 60s, and Rudolf was one of the three founding members, the oldest Isley Brothers, and we heard one from that era, This Old Heart of Mine. Then in the 1970s, 72 or 73, the two younger Isley Brothers, plus Chris Jasper, who was the brother-in-law at the time of brother, I can't remember which one actually, but he joined the band too, and they became a six-piece, recorded a brilliant album called 3 Plus 3. I played that lady at the top of the show, and in the middle there was another great track from that album, Summer Breeze. That was a song that was recorded by a US group called Seals and Crofts, who were very well known on this side of the Atlantic, but they were very popular in the States, a kind of Simon and Garfunkel-esque soft rock duo, and they had a big hit with that. But the Isleys covered it for 3 Plus 3, and what a super version that was. Then, my personal favourite Isley Brothers song from an album called Go For Your Guns, which came out in 1977, that was Voyage to Atlantis, the last song we heard there. So the Isleys continued as a six-piece until the mid-80s, and they split off in two different directions. Three of the three younger brothers became Isley, Jasper Isley. For a while, you might remember Caravan of Love. And the three older Isleys continued, but O'Kelly Isley died suddenly in 1986. So Rudolf and Ronald, I think it was, continued as a duo up until 1989. And Rudolf decided to quit the music business at that point. Apparently, he had ambitions to be a preacher or a minister, so he went down that path. But what a legacy of great music he and his brothers left behind. I'll have another post-match warm down for you next week. Going to get back to sport very shortly because there's still a lot to report. But just to let you know what's coming up on Phoenix FM tonight after I've finished. Geezers, Pleasance and Cheesers with Mandy between 6 and 8. Boogie Nights with Andy Furno between 8 and 10 p.m. 2 hours of classical music with Classic Phoenix. Steve Robertson presents that between 10 and midnight. And looking ahead to tomorrow's programmes, Sunday breakfast between 7 and 10, which I had the pleasure of standing in on last week, but Sophia Marie is back in the chair this week between 7 and 10. Sunday sessions with Kev Pickett between 10 and 12. Tony Smith presents Sunday lunch between 12 and 2. Vicky Michelle is in with her music mix between 2 and 4 as per usual. The arts programme is on the air between 4 and 6, as presented this week by Natalie and Spencer Hawken. And they will have guests this week. Tim Akmejanov, I think that's pronounced, Hannah Davis, Charlotte Trower and Carrie Kendall, about a recent artist residency in Kazakhstan, which involved painting a mural as part of an arts festival near Astana in Kazakhstan. That's between 4 and 6. And Nigel is in between 6 and 8 with Stepping Out. His special guest this week is Paul Knight, who will be discussing the subject of mental health. And there will also be an appearance from Kirsty Moore, I believe. Greaties with Zanfi Behrman, 8 to 10, and then Cultura Brazil between 10 and 11. That's your Sunday evening here on Phoenix FM. Just to bring you the latest from the Rugby World Cup, Wales had gone back in front against Argentina thanks to a try from, who scored it? I can't remember now. Thomas Williams, that was it, sorry. But there has been a conversion by Emiliano Buffelli, and he's now scored 4 penalties for them. So the current score is Wales 17, Argentina 29. Meanwhile, in the Euro qualifiers, Slovenia currently playing Finland, and they've got into a 2-0 lead. Both of those goals coming from Benjamin Sesko, one of them from the penalty spot in the first half of that match. And one late result from the FA Cup. It's finished Worksop Town 3, Boston United 2. Also, West Ham in Chelsea women and West Ham United women are underway in the FA Women's Super League. That kicks off at 5:30 and is currently goalless. The other match is tomorrow in the Women's Super League as Manchester United versus Leicester at 12 o'clock. Manchester City versus Bristol City women, that's at a 1 o'clock kickoff. At 2 o'clock, Arsenal women take on Aston Villa women. As 1 at 4 o'clock, Brighton and Hove Albion versus Tottenham. And a Merseyside derby at 4:30. Liverpool women even will be facing Everton women. So that's tomorrow's matches in the FA Women's Super League.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep
Community
up
Radio,
on your mortgage.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
13 minutes to 6, 30 minutes left before I make way for Mandy Cullen. Still some more things to talk about. Just to bring you up to date, what's happening in snooker. Last week we had an extraordinary English Open tournament right here at the Brentwood Centre. In fact, it was taking place behind the very wall I'm speaking to you from right now. And Donald Trump... Yeah, that was a real Freudian slip. Judd Trump won the tournament after an extraordinary semi-final win after John Higgins. He won the final on Sunday. In fact, after his semi-final win on Saturday, just before I left the studio, I saw him posing for selfies outside. But he no sooner had that tournament finished, he and others had headed to China for the Wuhan Open 2023. And Trump continued his fine form. He brushed aside Wu Yizhe in the semi-finals to book his place in the final against Ali Carter from Chelmsford. That's an all-English final taking place tomorrow. Trump won that semi-final by six frames to one. The other semi-final saw Carter beat Leo Haoxian, who had caused a big upset in the quarterfinals yesterday when he beat Chick Wills' Ronnie O'Sullivan. But Carter beat him 6-2, so it's a Trump-Carter final tomorrow. Last few racing results. I've got time to bring you 5:05. Last race of the afternoon at Hexham. First was number 5, Will Not, priced at 85-40. Second was number 3, Candor, 15-8 favourite. And third was number 1, Rocksteady Eddie, priced at 4-1. There were 8 runners in that race. The 5:22 at Chepstow, last race of that meeting. First was number 6, Catboy, the 4-5 favourite. Second was number 7, King of Tara, priced at 13-8. And third was number 3, Misty Mal, priced at 15-2 for Ran. And 5:30. At Chelmsford, that was won by number 5, Nouveau, priced at 4-1. Second was number 2, Hormaya, priced at 11-1. And third was number 3, Raft Up, priced at 17-2. Total of 9 runners in that race. The favourite was number 4, Briary Boy, priced at 2-1, but who ended up finishing in 4th place. There's been another goal in the Euro qualifiers. It's Bulgaria 1, Lithuania 1. Bulgaria down to 10 men in that match. They've had Andrian Kraev dismissed in that one. Just going to take a look at the local rugby now. Quite a few matches going on this afternoon. First off, in Regional 1 South East, Colchester kept their place at the top of the table with a 48-14 win away to Westcliff in an All-Essex affair. Westcliff, with just the one win so far, remain bottom of the table. Rochford 100 were beaten 37-20 at home by Shelford, but they remain in 5th place currently. Just taking a look now at Regional 2 Anglia. And there was a victory for Brentwood this afternoon. They beat Stowmarket by 33-28. It finished Chelmsford 17, Thurrock 40. Big win for Eton Manor at home to Holt. They won 74-17. And there was also a win for Saffron Walden, who hosted Norwich. And Saffron Walden won by 50-40. So just looking at the league table, Southend Saxons, they remain top with Eton Manor in second place, Harlow third and Brentwood fourth. At the other end, Chelmsford bringing up the rear. Meanwhile, in counties 2, eastern counties, Colchester, second 11, were given a home win against Cottenham. It was defeat for Mersey Island, who lost 47-19 at Thurston. Colchester, second 11, do as well as first 11 at the moment. They're currently top of counties 2, eastern counties. Mersey Island, they are currently in 9th place. Meanwhile, in counties 1, Essex, this afternoon, it finished Campion 10, Mavericks 38, Chingford 12, Braintree 47, East London 20, Old Kilperian 17, Stanley Hope 23, Malden 24, Wanstead 22, Romford and Gidea Park 6. Wanstead currently top the table, 5 points clear of second placed Epping Upper Clapton. Chingford at the other end, currently bringing up the rear. On to counties Essex 2 South, and not got the results from there, actually. No, nothing has come through from that league. Sorry about that. But, yeah, that's all the results I've got for you at the moment. By the way, tonight, Rugby League's Super League season reaches its climax with the Super League Grand Final at Old Trafford. It kicks off in less than 10 minutes' time, actually, at 6 p.m. And it's between Wigan Warriors and Catalans Dragons. Now, Wigan, who one of Rugby League's legendary names, of course, they've won 22 titles in total over the years, 6 of those coming in the Super League era. Catalans, who have had a superb season, but they're still looking for their first title. They were grand final runners-up to St Helens 2 years ago. As I say, that gets underway at 6 p.m. to decide who's going to be the Super League winners this year. But getting back to football, and I've got the Thurlow Nun results to go through. Before that, I've got one from one low Essex side in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. It was defeat for Stansted this afternoon, away to Rail Bedford. Stansted still struggling. They lost 2-0 and they're currently in 18th place. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow non-division 1 South, it finished Barkingside 2, Brimsdown 1, Burnham Ramblers 0, Mayne Baker 3, Enfield Borough 4, Dumbo Town, Enfield Borough 0, sorry, Dumbo Town 4, Hackney Wick 0, Clapton Community 3, Harlow Town 1, Bedfleet 2, Hoddesdon Town 0, Southend Manor 1, St Margaretsbury 3, Newbury Forest 7, and Wormley Rovers 3, Clapton 1. Dumbo Town stay top of the table. They're now 6 points clear of second place Hutton, followed by Benfleet, Cannonswood and Wormley Rovers. And looking at the Essex sides in the Thurlow non Division 1 North, there was a win for Harwich and Parkston this afternoon. They beat Whittlesea Athletic by a goal to nil. And with no Town, they were away to Norwich CBS, but they were beaten by 4-0. It was a win for Holland, though. They travelled up to Ipswich to face Witten United, and Holland managed a 4-3 victory up there. So Holland stay top, 1 point clear of second place Stanway Pegasus, although Stanway Pegasus have 3 games in hand on them. Looking further down the table, Havisham Parkston, they are now in 5th place. And Wivenhoe Town, the other Essex side in that league, they are currently in 13th place. Half times in the Euro qualifiers is Bulgaria down to 10, remember, nil, Lithuania 1, and Slovenia 2, Finland 0. And one other piece of sporting news, by the way, comes from the world of boxing, a fight which has had a lot of publicity this week. A lot of controversy about the top fight between Tommy Fury and YouTube cult star KSI, but it's being marketed as a pro boxing fight, but the bout is over 6 rounds and is not sanctioned by the British Boxing Board of Control, so there's some controversy over that. But it should be interesting if you like your boxing, and we'll see what happens there. Anyway, that's it from me. Thanks very much to our reporting team, Andy Gardner. Watch that incredible FA Cup tie between Avely and Barnet down at Parkside this afternoon. And Jack Patmore, watch Billericay Town versus Sheppey United. Both of those matches ending in draws. Thank you for listening as well. I should be back on air Thursday night, 7 till 8 p.m. with the Non-League Hour. Hope you can join me then. If not, all being well, I should be back next Saturday with another edition of Phoenix Sport, 3 till 6 p.m. And as usual, you're invited. I'm going to sign off musically now with Michael Jackson from the classic album Thriller. This is PYT. Bye-bye.
You know, you make me feel so good inside.